Hey, a dog just ran out in front of my bus, and a guy ran it over, killed him. And the guy showed up, the owner showed up right shortly after, and he was wondering if possible if he could maybe see some tapes at some point. I took his phone number down.
There's a process that we would have to go through. He would have to call the police and file a report, and then they can call us and request the tapes.
Yeah, I think I don't think he's in any position to be doing that right now. He's going through it. So, okay. So is that a no?
No, it's not a no. It's just that we here in dispatch don't have access to pull those tapes like that. There's a particular process, especially when it comes to civilians like that who want to see if they can view the tape. I'm assuming that the guy hit his dog and then took off.
Well, it's dark out here and people go around buses. They're like, oh, why did he go around the bus? Well, that's what people do. The dog was off his leash, you know. And he was trying to follow another dog that got on the bus, and he didn't get on the bus at all. He was hanging out with the dog that got on my bus, and then he ran right in front of me, and the car went around me, the truck went around me, and you know, yeah. I can't see that shit. So they picked the dog up and took him away, and I couldn't drive until the dog was gone.
Yeah, I understand. And just so you know, this is an open channel, so let's make sure that we don't use any profanity on here. Give him the bus number. That's important, the bus number, and then let him know that he can call the police, and he can file a report over the phone, and it doesn't have to be today, it can be tomorrow, and then they'll call us and request the data pack if they feel like that's what needs to be done.
All right, copy. Thank you.
You're welcome, 2051.